regarding some of the laws that apply to Mayim Haronim. Of course, Mayim Haronim applies even Bizman Azdeh, even in our times. And therefore, after a person eats a Sa'uda with bread, we discussed other things in a previous halakha, but a person eats a Sa'uda with bread, at the end of the meal, one is obligated to wash his hands, we set up to his knuckles. Halakha does not make a difference between men and ladies in this halakha. Ladies are also obligated in Mayim Haronim. If one forgot to make Mayim Haronim, and he's in the middle of Birkat HaMazon, and he notices that his hands actually are a little oily or greasy, or that there's some dirt on his hands, he must stop in the middle of Birkat HaMazon and proceed to make the Mayim Haronim. Mayim Haronim should be made with cold water. The halakha writes that the warm water or the hot water does not take off the grease. It only makes it more greasy and more sticky. And therefore, one should only use cold water for Mayim Haronim. Furthermore, the Ben Ish Chai discusses that one should not use a lot of water for Mayim Haronim, because this water over here is the Tumah water. It goes to the Sitra Hara. Therefore, he says you try to use the minimum amount possible. So he says, in the event that your hands are really dirty, and that small amount of water is not going to be suffice, not going to be sufficient, so he says, go wash your hands normally, with a lot of water, and have intention that you're going to continue eating. And then go sit down, have a little piece of bread or something, and then make Mayim Haronim with a small amount of water. Again, he prefers you to wash your hands normally with the intention to eat, sit down and eat something to continue your meal, and then make the Mayim Haronim, the proper way with a small amount of water. Now, of course, halakha says that after Mayim Haronim, it is forbidden to talk. One must make Birkat HaMazon immediately following the Mayim Haronim. Also, we say that the Mayim Haronim, preferably, one should not make Birkat HaMazon in front of it. Our custom is either we take it off the table, or we cover it. Now, the Mayim Haronim does not necessarily have to be with water. It can also be with any of the mashkim. We don't use wine, but any other mashkim would be permissible if he has seltzer in front of him or even soda. Now, these cases where we're lenient to use other liquids is when you don't have water. But of course, as water is available, one should be makpid to use Mayim Haronim with mayim. In regard to the saying of Mayim Haronim chovah, besides the fact that this is a good custom because it at least gives you divrei Torah on the table, by saying Mayim Haronim Chovah, which is the halakha that you're saying at the table, and therefore it is the custom while you're washing your hands to say Mayim Haronim Chovah. But the Ben Ish Chai also says that there's Sodot, there's different Kabbalah in saying those words also, and therefore that would be proper at the time of the Mayim Haronim to say Mayim Haronim Chovah. It should be pointed out that the Kaf Chaim Palachi brings down that one should not make Mayim Haronim from water that he drank from. And therefore, one should take other waters in order to make the Mayim Haronim.